This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm Eric Stewart, your host every Sunday here from 8 to 8:30, talking the truth in real estate. And Helen Flynn is our guest. By the way, I got the nicest endorsement the other day from Mark Levin. Very nice, very kind, and I really appreciate him endorsing my business. And for those of you who are familiar with Mark, you know he's got many nicknames. He's a very capable spokesperson. And I have also been an endorsed local provider for Dave Ramsey. If you've ever heard of Dave Ramsey, he is the second most syndicated talk show host in the country with over 600 stations carrying him. And in fact, I'll be going down to meet with Dave in about 3 weeks from now, spending some time with Dave and Lou Holtz and Carly Fiorina and some others, talking about how to be the best real estate group in the country. Grateful for that personal time that I'll get to be with all of them. Dave Ramsey, he's the one who came up with the debt snowball idea, which is you pay your smallest bill off first, and then you pay the next one, and you pay the next one, just increasing in size until you're out of credit card debt, and then you kill your mortgage debt, and then you save, you know, you save for the future. You go in, get out of debt, and build your wealth. So if you've never checked him out, check out Dave Ramsey, Ramsey Solutions, for more information. Helen Flynn, I have had numerous listings with pools this spring, and an unusual but wonderful thing, because pools have become hot.
Sure. You know,
it's like because of COVID, the move to the burbs, I was kind of implying that in the last section of the show about folks being in the city, maybe being in close proximity, all of a sudden having a little space, having a little bit of room, especially if you're going to want a home office. Now that whole concept, gosh, I mean, Goldman Sachs, the chief exec there, was saying in the news yesterday that he, or this past week rather, that he was expecting that they're going to really have a lot of their employees working from home as opposed to coming back into the office. So the move is afoot to potentially go out into the suburbs and then have a little bit more property, have a little more separation, have that home office, have the pool you can go swim in versus going to the community pool. All of a sudden, pools are hot.
They are.
So what do you think about that?
Up until now, it's always been kind of a wash between it being a positive and a negative to have a pool. And early on in this COVID virus thing, I talked with some people that had a pool, and it was, well, we really don't want to sell because we want to use the pool this summer ourselves. But on the other hand, they were beginning to think that that would be an advantage for them. And I think they clearly were right that it would be. People out looking right in the middle of everybody caught at home. Gee, wouldn't it be nice to have a pool, to have a place for the family to get outside of the house? As time consuming and labor intensive as pools are, I think they are going to be more and more popular.
Yes. The suburban property has got some really new draws now because of the property, the size of the land. It's a little bit more work, but it's not too terrible. And pools are hot. So if you've got a pool, you thought about selling and somebody's told you, oh, no, you shouldn't. Well, you call the Eric Stewart Group of Long and Foster. We'll list your home with your pool and we'll sell it because we're experts and we know how to sell the advantage of pools. Same is also true of lots, and meaning the size of your lot and how people can maintain it. We understand how yard maintenance works and so on, and we can really sell the benefit of that. In fact, I'm going to give a little bit of a promotion for next week. We have a listing on Worland Road in Marshall, Virginia for a property that is owned by a delightful couple. And this is just one of those exceptional properties that is on a sizable piece of land with horse stalls and an incredible addition and beautiful landscaping and so on. And the property is unbelievable. 5,300 square foot single family home on the first two floors. It's got a building footprint that's amazing. It was built in 1987 and then remodeled in 1995. But I'm giving away all the the goods here, 70 acres of land. It's really special. You'll want to be here for next week's show when I interview the owners about what they've done with that property. Helen, what else you got for us this week?
Well, on the same vein, the idea of getting away from the busyness of city and security. I have a property in Jeffersonton, and they have almost a couple of acres, and it's very secluded, very quiet, and yet not on the high-end price range. So, in fact, my seller said to me that you might emphasize the safety and security of this small town living, and small town living has become a little bit more attractive than it might have been in the past. So just a little plug for that property in Jeffersonton.
We've all experienced a slowing down in life, and I actually find that the relationships that I have with my family have become preeminent. In a way that's much more purposeful. And I'm much more involved in checking in on my children and making sure everybody's doing okay. And I feel like my life is richer because I have not been, well, I've been very busy, but I have not been the same kind of busy where I've always been in the car going places. Because Helen, you and I and our team are meeting with people, but then a lot of our work is done on Zoom. It's done over the phone. It's done by email. I'm not in the car as much, so I can spend more time actually with family. It's quite nice.
It's a little touch of getting older, Eric.
Well, speak for yourself, Helen. I'm not getting older.
It's just a taste of what will come.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Helen.
You're welcome. You. Something to look forward to.
Is my gray showing? Is that why you say that? Yeah.
No, but you know, seriously, there is something important to be said about slowing down and taking the time to mm-hmm. cherish the moments.
Yes.
And there has been a lot of that during this COVID time.
I was
sitting on the deck yesterday and enjoying the beautiful weather, and all of a sudden my granddaughter came down and she said, "Would you like to hang out with the baby, her son, who's almost a year?" I dropped everything that I was doing and was on my feet and in the house in about 2 seconds, because that was probably the most important thing I did all day.
Aw. Well, you know, I think that is exactly what I'm speaking about. Mm-hmm. It's that I'll drop anything to spend time. My son called me this week and I was feeling really tired, and he's like, "Dad, I wanted to come over and spend some time with you. Do you mind?" Absolutely. When? Anytime. Like, you know, just I'll drop anything.
That's right.
I remember the days when I was busy closing contracts and my kids were doing something. I was very involved with them growing up in the day, and I was very much active as a father, as a coach of the soccer team and so on. But I do remember times where, you know, I had to work. Of course, you have to work. So there's that tension, but the opportunity to spend time with your kids is a precious resource and one not to be missed. Hey, folks, just a reminder again about our webinars on how to sell during the COVID-19 pandemic. Register at ericstewartgroup.com. Register today. We cover timing, condition, and pricing, and you'll want to be there. It's very, very good. Or call us, 800-900-9104. That's a wrap for the Eric Stewart Show this Sunday morning. Next week, we'll talk about our lovely listing in Marshall, Virginia, and more. So be back next Sunday, 8 a.m. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.